the radio.
For more, go to SeanOnTheRadio.com.
This is an emergency. Tempo has reached critical levels.
Now give me a beat.
Come on.
Feeling so good. I love it.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand by for action.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sean on the Radio with Lala at SeanOnTheRadio.com. Check us out at Facebook at Facebook.com/SeanOnTheRadio. And Lala, what's your Facebook?
It's Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And we're also on Instagram at Instagram.com/SeanOnTheRadio and on Twitter at SeanOnTheAir. And this week has been crazy.
Yeah, it's a little hectic. Very crazy.
Yeah.
And it's getting hot, so that's good. But
yes, thank God.
Yeah, it was like cold for a few days. I don't know if you experienced that, but I had to shut the windows. I was freezing.
So was I. I had my shorts on, and I was like, it's going to be warm, and I walk outside, I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, not
I went and
nice.
Put a long sleeve shirt on, sweatpants.
I was walking around in a robe every day.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on here? It's June.
I know, it should be hot now, but, I mean, today's pretty nice. It's hot. It's, what, in the 80s or 70s?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the exact temperature, but it's pretty warm out.
Yes.
I went to ShopRite this morning. And did some shopping. It's my mom's birthday tomorrow.
Aww.
So I'm throwing a little party for her, so I had to go shopping and
that's nice. That's
get
really
some
nice.
Stuff.
How old is she?
60. She's going to kill me
Whoa.
For saying that on air,
Whoa.
But
that's a big milestone birthday.
Yeah. You know, and honestly, I don't know what to get her for her birthday.
Yeah.
So that'll be last minute.
I'm the same way. So I don't know what to get parents nowadays. It's like, what do you want?
Yeah, she told me she wants plastic cups.
What?
With the top. So she could take them to work so nobody steals them. And I thought she was joking.
No?
And no, she's really serious.
Well, at least it's a simple gift. She must be a simple woman.
So she is. I mean, maybe I'll get her like a spa gift certificate.
Yeah, I was going to say something.
Or
treat herself to a nice relaxing day.
Something. I don't know. I was thinking an iWatch.
Connect
with her iPhone. I don't know. I still have about 12 hours to figure that out.
Get going.
Yeah. But so I think we should do the show from the beach one day.
I have no problem with that. I'm actually going to Point Pleasant this Saturday.
Are you?
With some friends, so we should find a weekend. You know, we're all, you know, we have busy lives, but let's figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't have to be a weekend, actually, because we can do it during the week.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not working, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure that out.
Good idea.
A nice beach day with tanning and
yes, waves. No mm-hmm. sand in my mouth, though.
No.
I hate that. It's like one thing I hate about the beach is sand in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand that.
Yeah. I can't eat on the beach because of that. It's just bound to get on my hands and in my mouth.
Me too. I always have to go up to like the boardwalk area. And
my son, you know, he's little, but he was eating Cheez-Its on the beach last week when we were there. And he's just, like, dropping them in the sand and putting them in his mouth. And I'm just sitting there, like, skeeved out, like, oh, come on, don't eat that. And he was chomping away the sand all over his tongue. And then he realizes, and he's, like, sticking his tongue out and rubbing it, like, eh, Mom, clean my tongue. I'm like, that's what you get. But I don't know. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like to eat on the beach.
No.
I don't even like to bring a drink with me on the beach. You know, like, a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Sand gets everywhere. And
yep.
Does he go in the water?
Oh, yeah. He loves it. He loves it. He loves
love
the ocean.
The
so, I'm excited for that. Get away again.
I remember I went to Cancun a few years ago. And I was with my friends. My mom went and some other people. And we were by the pool. And, you know, like, people come from all over mm-hmm. different countries, and a lot of them are naked. But naked.
Yes.
So I'm at the pool one day, and I'm just laying out, and I see this lady, like, take off all her clothes.
Oh, my God.
And she gets into the pool, and I'm like, oh, no. Well, let me tell you, her boobs were, like, up to her chin.
In the water?
In the water. And my friend, she just kept saying, she's like, flotation devices.
Yes.
You know, she didn't life jacket.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Every time I think of, like, the beach or going on vacation, that's what I think of.
Yeah, you picture her boobs just floating in the water there.
Yeah. And, like, when you're walking down the beach, you see these people that are naked that should not be naked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Old people. I'm like, what is this?
They Europeans do not care.
They, no.
It's, I mean, maybe it's better to be that way, you know, just, who cares? No one cares, you know?
Carefree.
It's just normal, carefree, yeah. We care so much in society right now.
We do.
Not that we should be naked every day, but we make people ashamed of it. Like, we kind of, like, shame being naked, so. Yeah. I don't know who's right here, the Europeans or us, who knows, but.
I say the Europeans. They're carefree, that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Well, we will be right back. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala.
We'll be right back.
to Shona on the Radio with Lala, and we're gonna check on the news this week.
It's actually very depressing week in the news, and ironically, it's all in Orlando. You know, both stories are from Orlando that I have today.
What is going on in Orlando?
The shooting, the club shooting at Pulse.
That's just insane.
Insane. And it was, I kept reading and listening to the stories of these people and what they went through, what they witnessed, what they lost. And, I mean, as most of everyone knows, that a gunman went into a gay club in Orlando and just shot the place up with bullets. People, he didn't care. He shot them till they were dead. He had an automatic weapon, so he just kept going and going and going. And a bunch of them were huddled in a bathroom, and he went in there, and he just blew through the stalls.
Yeah.
It's...
Did you see the text messages?
Yeah. That
was on Google?
God. It was on Google. Yeah, mommy, he's going to get me, he's going to kill me, call the police. And,
I love you.
I got the chills right now. It's horrible.
I just don't even know what to say.
I don't know. I mean, we can't predict that this is going to happen again, but people, we really need to get prepared because you can't run and hide in the bathroom. That is everyone's first response, and I've been through that because, as I told you the story about what happened to me in the mall.
That was Paramus Mall, right?
Garden State.
Yeah.
When I was in the Garden State Mall, there was a shooter, supposed shooter, and people, the mass chaos that went on in that mall when I was there, it was scary. And everyone headed for the bathroom. And I only reason I headed down that hallway was because there was an exit sign, so I was trying to get out of the mall. And once I got to the exit sign, the employees had locked that door, which they probably could get in trouble for that. They didn't want, we weren't allowed to go through that door because it was like the hallways behind the stores. So when I went down there, they kicked us out and said no, and they locked the door.
I
guess they didn't want, when I asked people later, it was that if it was a gunman, they didn't want him getting in those back hallways because those hallways were like access to all the stores. So they closed it off. So now I was left for the bathroom. That was the only area there. And there was people crammed into it. Now, so when I heard that about this club, I'm like, I could picture it because I saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
How people just crammed themselves into this bathroom. Like, you have to think. I know you want to hide, but why back yourselves into a corner? Don't do that. You know, you have a better chance just rushing the guy and knocking him down and trying to get out than hiding in a stall. You're sitting bait. But that's where he got most of them, was in the bathroom.
Sickening.
It is. And apparently he had ties to ISIS. He had screamed out during the shooting that, you know, he was doing this in honor of ISIS, basically. He told the police that on the 911 call. And the FBI had him on a watch list. So I don't understand how this happened.
Twice.
Yeah.
I heard, you know, in between from, like, 2013, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's...
I can't even imagine.
Someone dropped the ball on it, and I'm for guns, so I'm not going to say take away people's guns, because I feel safer with guns in the right hands, and if you take away the good guys' guns, the bad guys are always going to have the guns, so my husband, he carries a gun around everywhere we go, no matter where it is, he has his gun, and I feel safe. I really do, because not just because he's a police officer, but because if something goes down, like that day in the mall, I know that I have somewhat more of a chance to survive and walk out of there than someone who doesn't have protection.
Right.
And that's how I feel, and I'm going to stick by that, you know. I think that there should be stricter gun reform, that they really need to make it stricter and more background checks, but I don't believe that they should take them away from everyone.
No, absolutely not. And I think at this point, we need weapons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We need guns.
Yes.
Clearly, to even go to a concert,
mm-hmm.
because I don't know if you saw the one of the contestants on The Voice.
Yes,
was stabbed, I believe. Or
no, she was shot right in the head. Or yeah, in the head, she was shot.
Christina
Grimmie. Yep, I followed her for years before The Voice.
Really?
Yes. I like a band called Voice Avenue, and they're based out of Florida, and they were a no-name band. They just started on YouTube. Like, this was back 10 years ago, 11 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I followed them, and then they found Christina Grimmie, because she was a YouTube star, too, and they started singing with her on some stuff. So, it really, it broke my heart to hear that happened to her. It's like, that's another third story in Orlando, you know? It's like, but...
Well, I said to... I was talking to my mom about it, and I said, you know, that's probably why artists don't do meet and greets before or after the show.
Yeah.
They just perform and leave. If she did that, she may have had a chance.
They don't have metal detectors, or...
That's...
Do they have metal detectors? I don't go to a lot of concerts,
The concerts that I've gone to, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I know at Bethel Woods, you have to go through security, a security check, you know, with that wand thing, and then you go through your bag. But other venues, larger venues, like the Civic Center and PNC in New Jersey, they actually have metal detectors that you walk through, and like, Madison Square Garden has them.
Yes.
I don't know why everyone doesn't have them.
Yeah. I mean, maybe because she's not such a big name? I don't know.
I don't know. How that guy got into that concert venue is beyond me.
Do they know why yet? Why it happened or why he did it? I don't know.
He was probably just some crazy...
Fan?
Fan, maybe, or...
Jeez, that's scary.
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
it's just really sad. Yeah. And Adam Levine... is paying for the wedding, or paying
the
for
funeral?
The funeral.
Oh my god, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loved her. She was so talented, and it's not even that she was talented. It's a young life lost, you know, for no reason. It was a horrible act of murder, and that's all. It's just been a really, really depressing week between that, the club, and then this story last night that has me almost in tears right now. The little boy in Orlando, you know, another story in Orlando. He was at Disneyland with his family, and an alligator grabbed him, and he is presumed dead right now because there's no chance he would have made it out.
No, but absolutely not.
I guess he was playing. There's lakes, you know, waterways in Disneyland, and
that was at the hotel.
Resort. Yeah, the resort. Yep. And he was playing by the water. And there's signs by the water that says no swimming. No swimming allowed. But nothing that said, you know, don't go near the water, or there's alligators in the water, or be careful, or... There was nothing like that. So the parents said he was playing by the water, and he had his feet in the water. And then an alligator just came out of nowhere, grabbed the boy, and took him out to the water. Supposedly the father jumped in and tried getting the kid out of the alligator's mouth, but... You know, he was no match for the alligator, and the alligator took the boy under. And it makes me want to cry, just thinking, like, I have a 2-year-old son, and there's nothing you could do. And the father must blame himself now, like, what if I did this different? I could have saved him.
Absolutely.
But Disney, I guess Disney's being really, of course, you know, great with the family, trying to comfort them, trying to help them out through this. You know, they have 50 officers on duty searching the lakes. They've actually killed 3 alligators right now. They had to see if the boy was inside of his belly.
Yeah.
So they killed 3. They had to cut them open. That's the only way to check. They haven't found any body parts yet, so...
That's so sad.
I know.
But why would they allow alligators to be... on resort property?
I know. That's the biggest question right now. And Florida is full of them. Every body of water has them in it, you know, fresh water. And I lived in Florida for half a year, and my aunt had an alligator in her pool. You know, it broke through the screen and went in the pool. So if they want to find water, any way they can, they're going to get into that water. So I know that they might not be able to control it, but then they should, have people, trappers out there all the time, constantly, checking the waters, putting traps out.
Yeah.
Or, the biggest thing, put a sign up that says, alligators in water, or maybe in water, you know. So at least parents see that, because I'm a parent, and if I saw that sign, I wouldn't even let the kid 20 feet, you know, near that lake. And they didn't have that. It just said no swimming. So, I think I'm smelling a huge lawsuit, you know, coming on with this. Because...
Absolutely.
Some people are blaming the parents like they did with the gorilla, which that was a little different case, but... I don't
just
know...
stood there and was like...
I don't know all the background to the story, you know. Some people are saying something doesn't smell right with it, you know. maybe the father's lying, but if it comes out that, you know, that it wasn't the parents' fault or they were there watching the kid, yeah, Disney's probably going to be sued pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame the parents for suing Disney. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're at a resort.
You feel safe.
You feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be the happiest place in the world.
Yeah.
That's what their logo is.
Yep.
Or most magical place in the world, I don't know, whatever the slogan is. And this happens, I wouldn't even know what to do.
I agree. It shouldn't have happened. That's the one place that you would not think that would happen at. Some place that is kid-friendly. Like, oh, bring your kids here. It's happy. It's safe. It's this. It's that. No. They really... I guarantee you from now on they're going to have different measures now with this, you know. And I don't think families aren't going to feel comfortable going there.
No.
I think it's going to put a little dent in that too.
And I'm reading an article now, they named the hotel that it happened at. The uh-huh. news article.
Okay.
So I'm sure
that so they put the name of the resort.
They put the name of the resort in the article. It's Seven Seas Lagoon at the Grand Floridian Hotel.
Oh,
so
man.
I can imagine that most people would not be staying there.
No one's going to want to stay there.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's not a good thing for Disney right now.
No.
And and also the shooter, he was
supposed to go to Disney.
To Disney, you know, and shoot up the place. So they're not having a good week either.
No.
So.
I pray for that family.
Yeah. I'm praying for Orlando. Hopefully they don't have any more issues.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So,
that is my news stories this week. It's very depressing. I apologize. I was trying to look for some good stuff. Didn't really find anything. But, you know, it's stuff that we need to talk about and we need to be aware of. Like I said, with the shooters and even the alligators, something to be aware of. Just use a little bit of common sense. Everyone knows that freshwater, there's alligators, there's snakes in Florida. They have dangerous animals there. That's just Florida. So use a little common sense and say, you know what, maybe at nighttime when those animals come out, keep your kid away. I'm not blaming the parents, believe me, but I think we all just need to be a little more aware and not on the phones and just be aware of things and situations or dangers.
You think your kids are safe and...
Yeah, yep.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't allow my kid out of my sight, for sure.
Well, I mean, even if he was in their sight, like, even if the father had his hand in that water and the alligator came up, there's really nothing the father could have did.
Right.
So he could have been paying attention. But that's what I'm saying. He should use common sense. Nighttime, alligators come out. Snakes come out. Predators come out. Don't go in the water, you know? Even sharks at night in the ocean. Sharks come out at night.
I'm sure they have a pool.
Yeah. Exactly. So, use some common sense.
And on that note...
Yes.
We will be right back. You're listening to Sean on the Radio with Lala.
Coming in unannounced. Drag my nails on the tile. I just follow your scent. You can just follow my smile. All of your flaws are aligned with this mood of mine. Cutting me to the bone. Nothing left to leave behind. You ought to keep it concealed. Just like I was a weapon. I didn't come for a fight. But I will fight till the end. And this one might be a battle. Might not turn out okay. You know you look so serious. But you feel so LA. Yeah.
empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. I walk up my shadows, only one who walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me.
Listening to Shauna on the radio with Lala, and I don't know, Lala, if you saw the picture. Actually, I think you did.
Yes, I did.
So I was at my mom's, and I was playing around on my phone, and I just had it like laying on the table. So my mom was like, "Oh, I want to take a selfie." So I'm like, "All right." So she hits the camera button, and she starts like taking pictures. Well, all of a sudden, she was like, "Oh, get rid of this." And I looked down and I'm like, "Oh my God, it was a ghost."
That picture, right? Oh my God.
So, obviously, I know that, like, my house is haunted. I hear things all the time. I see things.
Mm-hmm.
Doors slamming. I mean, crazy things happen. But I don't know, like, did she hit an app and it happened? I don't know.
It is a creepy photo, and when you showed it to me or sent it to me, I was, like, freaking out. I'm like, "Oh, my God, look at this." Because of the story you told me about this house being haunted. But I showed my sister, and she's like, "That, I don't know. I think that's a filter." I'm like, "What do you mean?" So Snapchat has, like, the old man filter, so that was a possibility, but I don't know how your phone opened up to that, right? Like, that's really weird.
It was the camera app.
Yeah.
The regular camera app.
The regular one, yeah.
So I don't know if, like, maybe she hit a button. I don't know. But it was just really weird. And the picture looks like my grandmother.
Now,
the part of the ghost.
You had to save it, right? I mean, you didn't. It was just saved on your phone automatically, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's weird about it, is because Snapchat, you can't save the photo automatically. You have to do it, like, manually. You have to go and hit save, unless you have it set up some way different. But with mine on Snapchat, I have to click save.
Snapchat, really. I mean,
so that's what's weird about it. This face filter looks, I mean, this old, I'm looking at the ghost picture right now. It looks like that filter, but I don't know how it went onto that regular camera. So that's what's creeping me out. Because maybe the filter, that is a fake filter, but I believe that something else made it happen onto your regular camera. You know what I mean?
Because it's under selfies.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
And usually, like, I have a little file that says Snapchat, which is on my phone.
So it didn't,
it wasn't in there. It was
that's
selfies.
That's so weird.
So, I don't know if she hit a button or what, but everyone, the picture is up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ShaunaOnTheRadio. Check it out.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
Let me know what you think, because that's a little creepy.
I know. I don't know what to think. It's like I go back and forth with it. Bottom line to me is that I think that something caused it to happen, like, creepy, you know, like your grandma or your, someone in this house, I mean, this, you know, studio that's haunting it, but that is creepy.
It's a little strange.
Yes.
I mean, I could deal with, like, the door slamming and I hear people walking, but when you're popping up on my phone,
no,
that's not okay with me. It's very strange.
I would be freaked out. Yeah. I'm hoping that I don't get to witness any of that stuff being here, because I'm not going to handle it good.
Well, hopefully nothing will happen when you're here.
No, please. I'm not testing anyone. They're taking it as like, you know, all right, we'll scare you now.
Yeah, right? Oh my gosh. All right, well, on that note, we'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala.
All in all, it was
And that's going to do it for us. You're listening to Shauna on the Radio with Lala. Make sure you check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/ShaunaOnTheRadio, facebook.com/TheLalaMarie, right?
Yes, yep.
Instagram at Shauna on the Radio and on Twitter at Shauna on the Air.
I thought I'd end the show this week with a statement from the Prime Minister of Israel. And it's something to think about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He said, "In Orlando, a terrorist walks into a nightclub and murders nearly 50 human beings, sons and daughters, brothers and sisters, cut down in cold blood. They did nothing wrong. They were dancing with friends. They were enjoying music with loved ones. Why did the terrorist murder them? Because he was driven by a fanatical hatred. He targeted the LGBT community because he believed they were evil. Now the murderer wasn't alone. Regimes and terrorist organizations around the world ruthlessly persecute the LGBT community. In Syria, ISIS throws gays off rooftops. In Iran, the regime hangs gays from cranes. Too many people have remained silent in the face of this awful persecution. This week's shooting wasn't merely an attack on the LGBT community. It was an attack on all of us, on our common values of freedom and diversity and choice. Radical Islamist terror makes no distinction between shades of infidel. This week, it was the gays in Orlando. A few days before, it was the Jews in Tel Aviv. Before that, it was the music fans in Paris, travelers in Brussels, people in Iraq, community workers in San Bernardino, Christians and journalists in Syria. All of us are targets. We believe that all people are created in the image of God. ISIS, by contrast, believes that all people who aren't just like them deserve to die. We will not be terrified into submission. We will fight back, and we will triumph. Today I ask you to reach out to friends in the LGBT community. Comfort them. Tell them you stand together. We stand together as one, and that you will always remember the victims. Tell them they will never be alone, that we are all one family deserving of dignity, deserving of life. I have no doubt that those who seek to spread hate and fear will be defeated. Working together, we will defeat them even faster. We need to stand united, resolute in the belief that all people, regardless of their sexual orientation, regardless of their race, regardless of their ethnicity, all people deserve respect and deserve dignity. God bless America, and we'll see you next week.
It's Shauna on the Radio.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleeping peace tonight, American soldier. I'm an American soldier.
sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American, an American, an American.